You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn here in company with John Babb, looking ahead to tomorrow's action. Tomorrow being Wednesday, and plenty of horse racing to look forward to through the course of Wednesday afternoon and of course evening. We'll be focusing on one race at Yarmouth and one at Haydock. Was it at Haydock?
Yarmouth and Hamilton.
Hamilton, not Haydock. There we go. Good start to the podcast, anyway. Yarmouth and Hamilton are the two that we're going to be focusing on. Haydock, of course, the afternoon card that we're not going to focus on this time around. We've got one at Yarmouth, one at Hamilton to come. First things first, Mr. Babb, how on earth are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all good, yeah.
Good. Yeah. Have you bought any more horses recently?
Have I bought any more recently? We've got one that hasn't... Yeah, we've got a three-year-old... unraced three-year-old gelding that nobody will have seen yet, obviously, because it's not raced.
Yeah.
It hasn't even got a name yet, by Frozen Power.
Right.
But he'll be out probably during, where's the date now? Yeah, probably back middle to back end of July.
And will he have a Wolverhampton Wanderers inspired name?
He might do. He might well do. Yeah, there is.
Nuno?
No. Those are my he might well have the name Cody in it.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. Because as long as it's not something like Jody Craddock or...
No. I do like sort of retro names, really, but this one just did particularly fit the situation. So no. I'm not saying he's definitely going to be named that yet, but it's in the offing.
Okay. Let's start by looking at tomorrow's action then. The first race that we're going to focus on is at Yarmouth. Was it the 5 o'clock that we're going to look at?
Yeah, 5 o'clock at Yarmouth, yeah.
Eight runners for a handicap over the mile.
Yeah, doubt whether this one will probably be an each-way price, but you never know. We haven't got the benefit of the prices as at this stage in the afternoon. Mm. But the horse I like here is Brian Meehan's horse, Briansky, owned by Mrs. Good, those famous blue and yellow colours, and shaped well on both its runs this year. Unlucky to get beat last time at Bath. It was a nice reappearance behind Ashman King at Nottingham, first run back. And there's a travel like the winner last time at Bath, but just got nailed on the post. Gone up a couple of pounds for that, but I don't think that'll matter too much. Obviously, still relatively well handicapped on some of his back form. Brian Meehan's horses, when you first look at the statistics, that you could easily quite think, oh, yeah, how's the stable going? But when you actually look at them, that the ones that have been priced to run okay in the market have run okay. Yeah. Probably you would say they might have had a winner or two less than they probably should have done, but they've still run quite well. The ones that are disappointed in the statistics, to be honest, wasn't much expected of most of them anyway. So I'm quite happy with stable form. I'm happy with the two runs. I do think this track will suit better than Bath. The straight mile at Yarmouth will be right up this horse's street for me. And good jockey booking Ocean Murphy there. So Briansky in the 5 o'clock would be the selection.
I actually napped one of Brian Meehan's the other day. Napanook, one of the youngsters, and it didn't win. It finished third, but it ran fine. You know, you couldn't be concerned off the back of it. It was quite a short price in the end, but it didn't do much wrong. Sort of bumped into one, I think.
Yeah.
And that's for Hamilton then. The 9 o'clock, the final race on their card, is a handicap over 5 furlongs. And these races at Hamilton often throw, well, it's normally the same horses, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame it's a 15-runner race. There's a fair few of these that are... going to be slightly running off their marks. It's a 46-55, and some of these obviously probably people are well aware that the lowest handicap mark that you can run in the UK is 45. Mm. But some of these have got lower marks than 45, and they're struggling to win races full stop. So it's a very much a top heavy race in terms of where you're looking for the winner for me. And the one that I'm going to be looking at be a combination that I've probably never ever selected ever before in terms of Dave David Thompson and young Andrew Breslin.
Right.
The stable don't have that many horses that they can really sort of nail their colours to the mast and say, yeah, we fancy this one today, I wouldn't think. But the horse has run two races at Hamilton in his life that have been very decent. And the one last week was a particularly encouraging run when he runs second behind Only Spoofing, who was actually on fire as a sprinter just recently for Jed O'Keefe. Apart from obviously he did bomb out the other day at Carlisle, yeah, when he might have had one run too many and he might have been in the wrong part of the track on the far side rail, or a combination of both really. However, somewhat exciting, it was a particularly nice run 7 days ago. And young Andrew Breslin, he works in the Mark Johnston yard, claiming seven. That was his first run ride on this horse. We're £1 well in as well tomorrow. The horse ran off a mark of 56 last week, and for some reason I don't quite know how he's managed to get to 55 for tomorrow. I think it was probably because he was dropped a pound for his run in the cellar behind a Crooks. Now at first glance the selling run behind a Crooks, it just looks an okay run. He wasn't that well in at the weight in that, so it wasn't a bad run, but obviously it was then subsequently made to look a little bit better by a Crooks' comfortable win in another cellar when carrying another penalty. It's got two good runs back to back there. Well, we've got a good claiming jockey. I think Mark Johnson's got a couple of good claimers there in Andrew Breslin and Oliver Stammers. And I think they'll both ride plenty of winners in the next couple of years, and Andrew Breslin's certainly got a good opportunity in the 9 o'clock tomorrow at Hamilton.
And you mentioned jockeys there. Mark Johnson, he wouldn't have a bad one on, would he?
No, he wouldn't, no. You know. He doesn't usually have too many apprentices. I don't think I've ever known him have two apprentices on the go at the same time.
No, that's true,
actually. And they're both £7 claimers, and they'll be learning an awful lot there. I remember seeing Andrew Breslin ride at Southall in the winter, and I think it was probably on the old boy Ravenhoe or something like that. And I thought, gosh, he looks a very, very tidy rider. I think one of his first rides. And he hasn't had that many opportunities since, but he looks a very tidy rider.
Yeah. And to an extent, even if he wasn't, over five furlongs, it's kind of point and shoot, isn't it?
Yeah, and in a straight line, £7 claimers are worth a lot, really.
Yeah.
As I say, in a race that, at first glance, it looks very competitive, you think, 15 runner, five furlong sprint, but to be honest, one or two of these, they'll struggle to ever win a race the rest of their lives, I've got to be honest. So there's a fair bit of dead wood here for me.
Okay. Good stuff, Mr. Babb. Best of luck with your two fancies then on Wednesday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.